Although pharmacotherapy is the cornerstone of cancer pain management, primary therapies can be extremely beneficial in providing relief. Indications for surgical intervention are debulking large fungating masses, particularly in the head and neck. Though not curative, this can be quite palliative. Relief of intestinal obstructions and stabilization of pathologic fractures. Cytotoxic chemotherapy is particularly useful in the treatment of multiple myeloma pain, and hormonal therapy is used to ease breast and prostate cancer pain. Radiation therapy techniques are helpful in treating painful bony metastases, shrinkage of tumor masses impinging on pain root or infiltrating soft tissues, relief of hollow viscous obstruction, and controlling fungating and ulcerating lesions. Invasive interventions are primarily reserved for patients who are unable to achieve a satisfactory balance between analgesia and side effects of systemic analgesic therapies. A lower dose of opioid, which can provide the same analgesic effect, can be delivered through invasive routes. Primary invasive interventions include central nervous system techniques and peripheral techniques. Spinal opioid infusions may be combined with local anesthesia. Administration is by way of an epidural or subarachnoid. Peripheral techniques include local anesthetic blocks and neurolytic blocks. A local anesthetic block with a local anesthetic agent lasts a few hours. A neurolytic block with a destructive agent, such as alcohol or phenol, lasts weeks to months. Neurosurgical techniques include peripheral neuroectomy, percutaneous dorsal rhizotomy, destructive spinal cord procedures, and destructive brain procedures. Various destructive spinal cord procedures are shown on this page. This screen shows several destructive brain procedures. Cancer pain is clearly multidimensional in nature. Common issues of concern to cancer patients in pain are the meaning of pain, fear of death, depressed mood, hopelessness, and perception of control. Statistics from a large group of cancer patients surveyed at Memorial Sloan Kettering Institute indicate 40% of patients with cancer pain have psychiatric disorders. These disorders include reactive anxiety and depression, major depression, and organic mental disorder. The goals of psychotherapy in cancer patients are to provide emotional support, provide knowledge, and provide coping skills. Uncontrolled pain is a major factor in cancer suicides and requests for physician-assisted suicide. The goal of intervention is to guide the patient toward a sense of control over pain. This can be achieved either through cognitive or behavioral techniques. Cognitive techniques focus on perceptual and thought processes. Passive relaxation is the active engagement of imaginative processes to disassociate the symptom. Distraction is designed to inhibit awareness of pain and other distress by introducing distracting sensory inputs. Cognitive restructuring is the redefinition of some or all aspects of the patient's interpretation of distress. For example, severe pain is restructured into "this could be worse" or "I've endured worse pain than this." Thought-stopping techniques are designed to redirect or minimize obsessional preoccupations. Behavioral techniques are directed at modifying patterns of behavior to help patients cope with pain. Systemic desensitization pairs relaxation or distraction techniques with a hierarchy of anxiety-arousing stimuli presented through mental imagery. Shaping reinforces specific responses that successfully approximate the desired outcome. Modeling is the overt or covert demonstration of effective behaviors designed to be replicated by the patient. Timeouts are short periods in which the patient is deprived of social interaction because of maladaptive reactions. Stress inoculation techniques are aimed at fostering more adaptive responses in anticipation of stressful situations. Relaxation exercises employ physical relaxation techniques, therapeutic stories, metaphors, and audio tapes. To encourage patients to remain active, non-invasive physical modalities can be used concurrently with drugs and other interventions. The most commonly used modalities are cutaneous stimulation, such as heat, cold, massage, pressure, and vibration, exercise, repositioning, immobilization, and counter-stimulation, such as transcutaneous electrical nerve stimulation, or TENS, and acupuncture.